The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We were talking about the trout rules with Mike before we left. You know, everybody out there, we've got new trout rules that started today. And, you know, it is now bag limit 5 per person, 15 inches to 19 inch maximum, with 1 over 19 per vessel instead of per person. So remember that when you go out there and catch a couple 22 inches or something. Remember that. It's one per vessel.
Per vessel, yeah.
Yeah. It's not per person anymore. It's per vessel. So,
do you guys change the line on your reels often?
I do. Every time mine gets a little low. Because, you know, you're cutting them off and doing different things, you know.
I bought one of these things online. I know that the people listening can't
They're
see.
Like, what thing?
It's called a line off.
They go in a drill?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing is it has a wing nut on one end.
Mm-hmm.
And you loosen the wing nut. When you pull it, the spool separates. You can actually take them apart.
Mm-hmm.
So you loosen it up a little bit, just put the line in there, press it back together and tighten it so it's now holding the line.
Mm-hmm.
And take your, you know, turn it on, despool your reel or unspool your reel.
Yeah.
And then, see, I do what happens with us a lot of times on our charters, we can't flip the line backwards because we go through so much braid, breaking off wind knots, things of that nature. I don't care what you have.
Yeah, I've only had a couple times where I was able to actually turn the line around.
Yeah. So anyway, this thing rips it off quick.
Mm-hmm.
So the cool thing about it, too, is when you unscrew the wing nut and pull it apart, the line just drops in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those little things. There's like...
easy.
Yeah. There's like only a couple things that I can... That I don't have on my boat. Thanks, Dave. That I don't have on my boat that, or I do have on my boat that I can't live without. One's that big long D hooker, mm-hmm. you know, the one you squeeze together and it has the hook
stainless
goes
steel.
Inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing is money on my boat. I had one on the boat for 15 years and it disappeared. I don't know whether it got kicked off the boat or what, but I can't find it. So I immediately went home and went on Amazon and bought another one. I bought Leon one too. But,
do you buy the long one or the shorter one?
I buy the long one.
I do too.
Especially with stingrays, anything else like that. I mean, critters, catfish. I've been stung twice by stingrays and several times by catfish, and I'm over it.
Yeah.
Never again.
I've been, kind of just picked, not actually stuck in with catfish, and that hurts enough, you know, especially the little ones.
The scratch.
You know? But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I've been hit twice with stingrays, and one was really weird. You know, when we're catching those drum down at Trout River, you know, they won't bite crab. They're only on dead shrimp down there. So, of course, you use dead shrimp in the river somewhere, you're going to get a stingray. So I had three guys down there one day, and they caught a stingray. Pull him up, and I usually put him on the upside down on the floor of the boat, you know, step on his tail. And take the hook out, and then I take the hook remover and grab his tail and just put him back overboard, you know. And this one, the tail flipped out from underneath my shoe. And I wear these leather boat shoes, you know. And it goes, the tail just went tap right on the top of my shoe on the tongue between the laces. And I was like, boy, that was close, you know. So I get him, you know, laying down there and put my foot over there. By the time I put my foot on his tail, I feel my foot burning. And, I mean, it starts burning and burning and burning, you know.
Mm.
So I get the hook out of the thing, and I put him back overboard, not thinking. I should have looked to see if he broke that little
barb off
in there. Yeah. But so my foot's burning still. So I reach down there, you know, and take my shoe off to see – how could that thing go through that leather tongue?
Yeah, because that's usually the heavier.
Yeah, the tongue is thicker than the shoe.
Right.
He hit right on top. As soon as I took my shoe off, my sock is full of blood. And he hit right on that top vein that's on the top of your foot. And I bled and bled. And this was before I was taking blood thinners. And I bled like a stuck hog. I mean, that thing, I told the guys I put my foot over the side of the boat, you know, trying to let it get all the poison out. Mm-hmm. And I told the guys, here's the bait and all this. Y'all take care of yourselves for a few minutes. I'm going to let this thing bleed out.
And, good.
But that thing hit and went through that shoe. And, I mean, it was just like a little tap, doop, that quick. And he had stuck it all the way through that tongue into my foot. That was the weirdest thing. The other one, I had a pair of pliers, and I used to take the stingrays and bring them up to the side of the boat and put their back against the gunwale, or the outside of the boat. And I'd take the pliers and grab the hook like I do. Y'all see me do the mm-hmm. toadfish. And I'd take the pliers like this and go, bloop, and flip them right off. Now, one of them got me in the index finger, and my pliers went flying. they went flying out about 10 foot from the boat. So
honestly,
I know where they're out.
Anymore, I just net them. I net them and take that long D-hooker mm-hmm. and stick it through the net onto the hook. And I've got them separated. Now they can't sling the tail, and I just squeeze it and pop it. Then I flip them back in the water.
Mm.
Even if they, the net I'm using is rubberized, so your hooks don't stick in it. And I'm like, never, I've mm-hmm. been stuck in the calf.
It hurts.
And in the top of the hand. The one on the top of the hand was worse because I couldn't move my hand after 15 minutes. Mm. And it broke off inside, about that much, half inch of the.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, you can be you can really be in bad shape if you're not careful.
Yeah, that sounds like a trip to the ER there.
You know, so Jeremy Alvarez?
Yeah.
Okay, he's out casting mullet one day, and it finned him in the hand, in the palm of his hand. And about 5 or 6 days later, he had to go have his hand cut wide open and part of his wrist because he got the skin-eating, what do you call it?
Bacteria.
Fibrovaniculus in his hand. And they had to go in there and take meat out, and all that. Mm. Oh, it was bad.
It makes me wonder, because you get stuck by shrimp.
Yeah.
By crabs, mm-hmm. fish, constantly. You know, it happened to Kirk Waltz, too.
Yeah.
He had it mm-hmm. on his leg. I don't know if that's what it was, but he said probably from wiping his hand on his leg that had a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Al Grant that went fishing with us that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got knee replacements. He got finned by a sheephead. The infection went to his knee, one of his knees, and he had to have it replaced again.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's when I clean fish, I have cutting gloves, or I throw them in Leon's boat. But I have cutting gloves that, I use because of getting nipped and just the fins, even when you're pulling them alive out of the live well.
Yeah.
But now I've started bleeding all my fish, my redfish, my trout, or my redfish, my drum, and everything else. So, yeah.
Is that the glove that we see the commercial cutters using?
Yeah, the gray one.
Yeah.
The gray ones. Mm-hmm. You can get them mesh.
Kevlar or
they're
mesh?
Kevlar. And now, if you took the knife and stabbed your hand with it, you could cut your hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as brushing off of it. But it's funny because I've started bleeding my redfish and my black drum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you don't use a knife. It's the coolest thing I've ever been taught by a gentleman. He said, where their little pec fins are,
mm-hmm.
you just slide your finger up right behind it. So there's a soft spot behind it. You put your finger in and just twist it. And then throw them back in the live well, and they bleed right out.
That's where the heart is.
When you go to clean them, they're just as pretty as can be.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you happen to tell him that he was fixing on break? Okay. All right, Chip, we'll get you on as soon as we come back here. 222-8255. Give us a call if you can, and we'll be back after this.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we got Chip Davis on the phone. Morning, Chip.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, man. What's happening?
How you doing, Chip?
Not much. I'm doing great, man. Well, I had surgery yesterday on my foot.
Oh, you did?
I'm kind of down. Well, I had a bone spur on one of my toes, and it's fucking, oh, God, excuse my language, it was killing me.
Yeah.
I just said, you know what, I've been paying for this insurance, what, 30 years now, I never use it. I was like, why suffer? You know, I mean, honestly, I mean, look, yeah, how few of us really pay for it. We never use it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, God, if you don't have it, you're going to wish you had it. Yeah. I mean, you'd be looking at a freaking, you know, we all know about it, but.
How's your mom?
I'm just thinking I'd like to be on the water. My mom's doing okay. She's in community hospice. We're going to give it a month. You know, community hospice will discharge you if you don't meet, you know, the requirements. She was just failing in the rehab facility. Her dementia was really accelerating while she was there, so we pulled her out and got her admitted to community hospice. That's the difference between community hospice and just admitted straight into hospice for life-ending, you know, for more palliative care.
Yeah.
This is more where we're not going to be super aggressive. I mean, I'm not sticking my mom in and out of the ERs, you know, when she just because her mind's not there anymore. It's not really living. She's always told me, son, you know, if this gets really, really bad, I don't want to do everything I can. So, I mean, she's an A&D, but we're not going to just not treat her. But she's doing better at home. We're getting a lot of help at home, you know, but it's just, you know, one of those things. Being in the medical field for 30 years, you just see the way you do want to go and the way you don't want to go. And I've unfortunately seen too many people be selfish by putting their parents through so much pain and suffering when honestly they should just let them go, man, because it's not fair. It's not fair to the patient, you know. I mean, it's just so, you know, most of the time, sometimes these patients will want to be a DNR, you know, do not resuscitate, but the family will step and override it and put their mom on a ventilator, you know, we'll have them on a vent, and then they'll be talking about a trach and a peg. But, I mean, that's a whole different subject. Let's talk fishing.
Yeah, I'm glad
she's that's just one. But it's a subject that people don't really talk about with the loved ones until it's too late, and then you end up in an ICU, and then you end up going through 5 days of ICU, and you don't want to do all this, and you say stop it. Then you get a bill for like $1 million. Then what are you going to do? Just walk away from it? I mean, it ain't cheap being in the ICU. I mean, it's a, you know, 5 day stay in ICU is about $500,000 to $1 million. So, you know, you got to think about what you want to do. But then we can always elect a socialist and have Medicare for all, then none of us will get health care.
Yeah, there you go. or you have a 1 year wait.
Oh yeah, you want to see health care now? I worked at the ER the last 2 days, man. It's the most. There already is Medicare for all because the people treat the ER like a free clinic.
Yeah, they
Nobody
do.
Nobody has insurance. They come in there for a cold. They come in there because they got a rash on their foot, and then they back it all up. There was 40 people deep in the ER when I left at 7 o'clock the other night, and I mean, I'm like, this is ridiculous, but. Anyhow, I ain't beat off that soapbox and get off of fishing. So fishing's been good, man.
Yeah, trout bite's been real good.
Yeah, it's been strong. I mean, I know I'm kind of late to the show with that Paul Brown, but if he ain't throwing them, and there's a whole slew of them, you know, not just the fat boy. Like, I'm really hot on that devil, which is the only problem with the devil is you get in those stinking bluefish and them ladyfish, and you'll burn through them because they're just not made. But that is one. You ever thrown that lure chip?
Yeah, the chartreuse one.
Dude, that thing right there has got the most insane visual hit when you twitch it, Vic.
Uh-huh.
It kind of comes up to the surface, and I've had so many top water hits where they blow up on it when you twitch it. It's just a center hook, and it's all made out of cork. That's why they call them corkies. It's got cork in it. And when you twitch it, you know, I mean, I was mirror lure 27, 52. I'm not a plastics. So I don't throw plastics. I don't throw them, but you just won't ever see me throwing one unless everybody else is catching monsters and I got to get on the show right on the boat. So I just don't throw soft plastics. It's just too slow for me. And you throw this devil and you twitch that thing, and when you do twitch, you twitch like a 27. Instead of having a more, you know, side to side, it'll kind of come up. And when it comes up, I mean, I've had two or three fish, and you know, Chit, the valley's been gin clear compared to that river. I fished a river the other day, and it was like sandy doo-doo water where I was at.
Yeah.
And you come up in that valley, man, and you twitch that thing one time, Vic, and you'll just see a head, man. You just see this trout's mouth. Whoa! I mean, I had five fish over 3 pounds the other day, and they were all good fish. And then I had an 11-pound redfish the other day in clapboard, and he hit the original corky. And I thought it was a trout because we were on a big trout bite. And when it hit it, it is white water just exploded, man. I mean, he crushed it. It was only 2.5 foot of water. And I was like, oh, this is a big one, man. I tell my buddy, get the net. You know, here we go. And the next thing I know, that thing just started screaming. I thought it was a Jack Reval. It fought so freaking hard. So, I mean, that's just another bait. You know, Chip will tell you. I mean, when you're fishing charters, obviously you got to throw a lot of live bait unless they tell you, I want to throw strictly artificial. But if you're on a bait, if you're tired of what you're throwing, you got to. Most people out there might want to look at it throwing as Paul Brown. It's definitely a wintertime bait. You know, you saw Brett Warren. He caught him out there. I guess he was standing, you know, walking guana. He caught five fish the other night, had one over 5 pounds. First time he ever thrown it.
Yeah, so it's just hard throwing an $8 bait on a charter.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. On charter fishing, I don't, you know what I'm saying. If they come on, they're going, I don't care if we don't catch anything. I want to throw artificial. Then here's a new bait to throw because it's really simple. I've taken two guys with me, Chip, that were average fishermen, and I mean, one guy had a 28-inch red. I tell you what, Vic, I've had a super slam, which is a trout, red, and a snook, 4 times in the last month. Now, I didn't have a giant snook. The snook was 17, 18 inches, but I had 3-pound trout, 7-pound red, and a pound and a half snook, 4 times in the last month, super slams, all in Northeast Florida, which is pretty, that's a super slam in South, or just a slam in South Florida, but. So I've taken people that didn't really know how to throw lures great, and I just put them on that devil, and they were catching, you know, they were banging them. It's not really that hard a lure to throw. It's just a lure that you can't, you know, it's going to get beat up because if you get around bluefish and ladies, which I don't know what's going on, Vic, the ladyfish are still around, man. Is there a reason why
they are?
They need to go.
I don't know. This has been the weirdest year because we caught a ladyfish the other day, and that just totally shocked me. I say the other day, it's been probably about a week now. A week and a half, but that totally shocked me because I mean I can't ever remember catching ladyfish in January. I mean that's just weird.
Big. They're loaded in the valley.
If nothing else,
them down into the south.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
If nothing else, I would rather the jacks still be here than anything. You know, I mean I love catching jacks on top waters. You know, but you're talking about that Paul Brown lure. I had a guy with me Wednesday. And, you know, we were, you know, looking around and we had just gotten through float fishing. And he says, you know, I've never caught anything on this lure. And I said, well, you know, why don't you tie it on? Let's try it, you know. So he tied it on, you know, and went up there and threw it at this grass bank. And, I mean, he hooked this big old trout. And he's pulling drag, right. He comes up, you know, to the surface. And he goes, you see him? I said, yeah. I said, it's a nice trout. And, boom, he come right off the hook. And and he says, man, I can't believe that. He says, this must be a good lure. I said, well, you still ain't caught nothing on it yet.
Well, hey, Vic, I can tell you this. This is no lie. I've had one, and so has all my other buddies. We've all had them in our tackle box for years now because it's a staple in Texas. I mean, if you look at any of the Texas websites, but again, they're wave fishing, which means these lures are not applicable really in a lot of current. You're not going to chunk this in white shell when it's blazing out going, you know, 3 knots.
Yeah.
You're not going to throw, you know, you need a place like, you know, in the creeks when the tides, you know, even when you're coming around the bends, when the tide's on the last of the outgoing, when it's not flying out, you know, maybe the first thing. You want something, this is just me experimenting with it. I'm not a pro. But just finding areas that don't have a lot of current. Like, the valley is made for it, because the valley, you know, it's like fishing a lake. There's no current down there. I mean, you get a little bit of current, but you don't get a lot. So it's kind of made for that. And then, like I said, the spot I was fishing, Clapboard, it was, you know, there's no current. It wasn't humping. But I just don't think this lure is really made for being out in the main river. We like to go, like, you could throw a bomber or 52, something that's going to, you know, kind of fight the current a little bit and still drive. Because these lures will kind of, you want these things, they're like a slow. It's almost like throwing a grub, but still having the profile of a hard bait, where you can still, where I just got to get off. I just got to go with Wingo or somebody just fishes strictly grub sometimes and just get back. Maybe I got to find a rod and reel that I like throwing them with, because I don't know why I can't throw them, man. I mean, everybody does. I mean, I do throw them. Yeah, just 3-inch, you know, Slayer or something like that. I mean, I'll throw them, but I'll easily set it down quick if I don't get nothing on it, just like most people.
Well, you got to work it with a 16th-ounce jig head and work it like you work that same lure to.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or what about a weedless hook? Just, can you make like Chris does, is put it on a weedless and throw it like that too?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can do it that way too, but you can use the jig. I like the hookup ratios better on the jig with a 16th-ounce jig head and pitch it up, let it sink down, twitch up, and let it fall back down. They're always hitting it on the fall.
Yeah.
And usually when they hit it, they thump it.
Better than a 3/8 and getting it straight to the bottom.
You want to just swim down. It'll just flutter down.
It doesn't need any weight to get it to work. The action is incredible.
You just can't use it in a lot of current, like, you know.
Right, exactly. I mean, it hasn't happened. But what about Chip? I just don't have a great. I mean, I've gone through numerous. You know, I like to throw a grub with a bait cast, but we all know throwing a 16th, which you can. But a lot of times, like when I watch Blair Wiggins, you know, just as an example, he likes. Sometimes I think maybe I need to go to like a 7-4 rod, something I have a little bit longer for a jigging action, versus just a 7-footer. I just can't find the right application. Like, I'm throwing these bait casting rods now. Brian Dupac hooked me up with these G Lumas. I would have never paid $600 for these rods. But they're 6/8 rods, and I didn't have anything I wanted to throw with them, Vic. I couldn't throw my 27s because the tips were not fast enough. They're almost too tight. Man, for these Paul Browns, I'm so glad I got to pull them off the rod rack, get the dust off of them. And I pair them up with that new Shimano DC, that 200. Man, that's one nice setup. Like I said, I need to find me a rod and reel application for a grub. I mean, Chip, you throw grubs you with just your need center, to, or you throw them with a bait caster?
Just get a Stella. And then put it on a medium action rod, and you're good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
What you got to look at, Chip. Okay, when you're talking about that, you fished here all your life too. You know,
right?
When you're watching these guys like you're talking about, you're watching them on TV.
Right.
You know, you have to understand. You probably know as much, if not more, than a lot of these guys on TV, because I'm going to tell you. Sometimes it takes them 2 days to make a 30-minute TV show, you know. So you're instead of watching them on TV and try to learn something, you're learning 10 times more by going out yourself, you know. And you're doing you've done it all your life. You fished here all your life. You know what conditions to look for. You know, for catching trout. You know, I mean, you're a great trout fisherman. So. You know, instead of trying to learn something on TV, learn it from yourself by watching, you know, what you're doing. I'm going to tell you, you're gonna benefit a whole lot more, you know.
Well, more equipment-wise, Vic, is what I'm saying. Because, yeah. I mean, it's so funny is that we've all, if you look back at all our history, I grew up throwing a man stingray grub. Okay, that was on a 430 SS pin with a 6-foot rod. I had a 6-foot Kunan, which I got from, remember the old Southside Sports or whatever used to place on Southside Boulevard?
Yeah.
Well, I had a Kunan. You know what I remember? The Kunan rods? They were great rods, man.
Yeah.
I had a 6-foot Kunan with a pin 430 SS with 10-pound braid. And all I threw was a pink grub and a stingray grub. So it's not like I can't do it. I just got to get back into the mind frame of doing it, man. But, hey, it's good talking with you.
Hey, man.
The commercial, you guys.
You too.
Enjoy listening to you.
Let me tell you, Chip.
Catch them up, brother.
You know how many fish we caught on those things? The old salty dog when they didn't have all these newfangled plastics and all. You know how many fish we caught on those? Those fish will eat. Exactly. And those fish will eat. And you, like I say, you know how to do it. You just try a little various of what you're doing. Just variate a little bit more, you know.
I think I'm going to try that 16th. I'm going to go with that 16th out trick Chip was telling me. I'm going to try that the next time I get on the water.
It works.
All right, fellas.
It works.
Y'all have a great morning, man.
Good to hear from you, Chip.
Take it easy, Chip. Thanks for calling.
Right, talk to you later.
Nope.
And Rob, if you hold on, we'll get you on as soon as we come back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After a dramatic night, the Senate voted quickly Friday to block Democratic calls for new witnesses and documents at President Trump's impeachment trial. The 51-49 vote all but ensures that the president will be acquitted when senators answer the final roll call on impeachment expected on Wednesday. The vote was decisive. The result was expected, though, after retiring GOP Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee had said on Thursday night he would oppose a call for new witnesses. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, the lone holdout yesterday afternoon, announced her no vote as well. Delta Airlines and American Airlines are suspending all flights between the U.S. and China as the coronavirus outbreak spreads. United Airlines is suspending flights to three big Chinese cities but will continue flying to Hong Kong. Worries about the coronavirus drove market prices down on Friday. The Dow was off 603 points. This is SRN News.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 7th, starting at 7 p.m., it's the February 1st Friday Cosmic Concert at the Museum of Science and History. Saturday, February 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 8th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Looking at a cloudy sky today with a 50% chance of showers and a high near 60. Cloudy overnight, low 43. For Sunday and Monday, sunny skies, high 65 on Sunday, up to 72 on Monday, and then clear nights through Monday night. Overnight low Sunday, 45 down to 49 on Monday.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Red light. And we're back. Yeah, the red light. Come on.
Red light district.
Got to get, instead of leaning back so far, got to get up here and get talking again. Anyway.
Got distracted by that beautiful weather out the window.
Yeah, I know it. And I wanted to go over the weather real quick before we got Rob on here because somebody asked about that. And we got small craft exercise caution late this afternoon into tomorrow today. Northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet. And tonight or tomorrow, west winds 15 to 20 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet at 7 seconds, inland waters moderate chop. Then Monday, of course, everybody goes back to work on Monday. West winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming south, southeast in the afternoon. Tuesday, or seas 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday, south winds 5 to 10 knots, seas 1 to 2 feet. And then Wednesday, back up a little bit, south winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. And a slight chance of showers then, but, you know, it'd be nice whenever it, Monday and Tuesday sounds like just wonderful days to get out there. So, anyway, let's get Rob on. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Good morning, Chip, my brother.
Good evening.
Not much. I've been fishing lately.
You've been fishing?
I ain't been fishing.
Oh, I thought you said you've been fishing lately.
I'd love to be fishing lately.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I would love to be fishing too myself. I actually got to fish last week because I only had one guy and last Wednesday. And so I was, I got to catch red, got to catch some trout, you know, a couple bluefish. So it was pretty neat.
Right.
I love float fishing. I love to watch that float go down, and I just enjoyed that, you know.
Addicted to the float going bloop.
Yep. When it does that, man, it just, you know, when it just disappears. Of course, I caught, you know, some trash fish too, you know, but don't need to talk about that. We didn't. That wasn't the targeted species. Even the bluefish wasn't targeted, but I thought I had a pretty nice trout with that bigger bluefish on there, but it wound up being a bluefish. But anyway, I need to come see you. Need some more hooks.
All righty. Well, I got them.
Okay. Won't be today. I'm taking the family, and we're going to make a little road trip today.
Hey, that's cool.
Anybody who has been raised in Florida, I'm sure, went to six-gun territory back in the day when we were growing up, being kids. I remember I went there one time with my dad and, you know, my family and all that, my mom and dad, my brothers. And I was probably about 12 at this time, but went down and Dan Blocker was the guest down there in the gunfights.
Oh,
and stuff,
man, which Hoss.
Hoss Cotwright.
Yeah, baby.
And then we went down there one time with my cousins from Virginia when Israel, the he used to be on the Daniel Boone show, the kid, not Fess Parker, but the kid, his kid, mm-hmm. with blonde hair, Israel was what they called him on there. And he was the guest down there one time. He was probably about 12, 14 years old, but he was in the gunfights too down there. But they're having a six-gun territory reunion with the original Can-Can girls, original gunfighters, and all that down in Williston today. So we're going to go down
this weekend already, huh?
Yeah. So we're going to go down today and check that out and get to ride the train and go through the train robbery and the bank robberies and having the gunfights and all that. So that's going to be pretty neat, I think.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
That's right. That'd be a cool day.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it's going to be a cool day, so I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit clearer pretty soon.
Yeah.
but yeah, they have it once a year down there at the Kirby Family Farm. And they're building the banks and the saloons and all that back so that they're going to have a regular, you know, six-gun territory again.
That's a nice drive down there.
Is it?
Yeah. Y'all will like that if you take 301 into 121 through, yeah. 301 to Waldo and then 121.
That's nice that they're building that back up. I mean, a lot of people enjoyed that about 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that. I mean, you know, you used to go in there and park in the parking lot, get on the train, you know, when you paid, and then you got on the train, and then it'd take you around the circle. Then when you get off the train, I mean, you're in a whole different world.
Yeah.
And right. I thought that was just the neatest place, you know, the old
back
gun
before the guns
stuff,
was so
know?
Evil.
Yeah, back before the guns actually, you know, shoot everybody by themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
Gotta watch them things.
I'd like to see Val Kilmer out there as Doc Holliday doing something.
Yeah.
You know, doing a
yeah.
I'm your huckleberry.
Maybe that little tombstone thing with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they had that shootout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you been, Rob?
I've been pretty good.
Chip just told me you got a new cell phone number, so I didn't have it.
Right. That's what I'm on right now. I'm still fighting with AT&T to get my landline back up and running. It's been down since Friday the 13th of December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Just tell them you're going to stop paying them since then, too.
They don't care.
I did, but that doesn't seem to bother them.
No, it doesn't, does it, Rob?
Hmm.
They just keep on going.
Yeah. The incompetence just absolutely overwhelms me.
They don't have the power pole customer service.
I don't know. Actually, yesterday I had the best service I've ever had from AT&T.
That's you're talking about for your phone?
Yeah.
Is that who you're on now?
I walked into the store.
Yeah.
Said, I got to get a new phone, blah, 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 and filled out the paperwork. And they said, all right, we don't have them in stock. It'll be delivered. And then all of a sudden I get an email, and it's going to be delivered between 2 and 4. I go, awesome. So I go home, and I get a phone call about 30 minutes later. The guy's like, hey, I'm going to be in your area sooner. Can I come by in 30 minutes? I'm like, sure. So he walks, comes up with a package.
A house call?
Walks in the door, sits down at the table with me, takes my old phone and this phone, gets it all set up, all the information transferred off of it.
Man.
Boom, done, gone.
No complaints there.
I was like, wow.
I'm going to tell you, I've heard everybody talk about all these other phone companies. I've had AT&T since 1991. And I'm going to tell you, that's, I just can't, I can't change companies.
Well, their cell division and their home division are different. I don't know why anybody has a home phone line anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Other than for maybe a fax, but you can do faxes on your scan apps on your cell phones now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know.
The landline calls as much as your phone there.
Well, it used to be cheap.
Yeah, no more.
No, because cellular is taking over.
So you think you're going to get your landline back, Rob, and then just keep it?
Yeah. Well, I'm keeping my landline, $20 a month, Chipperoo.
I didn't say they were. I said they were cheap.
Yeah.
I just don't use a landline. I have no use for it. So.
Well, I use it because if there's something, if I want to forward, my business to my cell, then I can do that. But if not, I can just, record it and play it later.
Yeah.
What reason I called in is I want to solicit to get anybody that's interested in making my fishing lures as a subcontractor. I'm looking for subcontractors because I've joined Fish Florida Association, and they are pumping my business like crazy. And there's no way in the world I can keep up with the business. They're already looking for distributor stuff.
So you need a part-time lure assembler.
You betcha. Independent contractors. Piecework.
Somebody who's retired and has nothing to do.
Right. I'm primarily interested in disabled vets, that I know that once you're disabled, you need something to do to keep from going absolutely nuts.
Well, and that's a good thing. If you can find a disabled vet, and we'll certainly put that out there, of course, on
air. They call that fishing.
And,
try to get
you somebody out there. Yeah, where would they have to do it at?
Well, get a hold of one of my packages of lures, and my number's on there. As soon as AT&T fixes my phone.
So they can't contact you yet, huh?
Or they can call this current number, which is 521-2000.
Okay, and I'll keep that idea. And also, you might want to get a hold of, Craig Van Brocklin. He does a lot with Wounded Warriors and all. So you might find somebody to be able to do that. And what do they do, come to your house and train and then take the stuff home and do it?
Yes, sir.
All righty. All right, Rob. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Y'all have a great weekend and catch them up, yeah?
All righty.
Go fishing.
We'll be back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show, and let's get Trina on the line there.
Captain about Trina, good Chico. Morning.
That was quick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're doing talking about fast service here with AT&T, so we got had the bar set pretty high. I had to get on it.
Good. That was good.
El Cheapo time.
El Cheapo time, March 7th.
Yeah, buddy. Wow, it's coming up quick.
It sure is. I mean, you're looking at this only, believe it or not, it's only a week away. I mean, that's it.
a week away? I'm not ready for this.
I know.
It's a month away.
They don't have.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
We got a month.
They don't have your custom mermaid striped mermaid suit with a mermaid suit with seven stripes on it. There you go.
Yeah, I meant a month away. I didn't mean a week. I don't know where that came from.
Like
but
a week.
I was just gonna say,
we're not gonna have a great tournament.
It would have to be insulated.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, well, it might have to be insulated anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
The way our weather's going here lately. But I was looking at the new trout rules that I kept saying, yeah, it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's today. The new trout rules start today. So, you know, it's like the same thing. It'd be like the El Cheapo, you know, it's coming up, it's coming up, coming up. And all of a sudden it'll be here before you know it. So you need to get signed up and get ready for it.
The Fish Rules app is on it, though. They've already updated. They're on it.
What's that?
The Fish Rules app.
Oh, okay.
That app that we've been using, it's got it.
I got to download that thing.
It's a good app.
Very helpful. I highly recommend
it. They keep it updated, and you can anytime just pull up any fish species, and it'll have the bag, size, everything right there.
And especially if it's already got the trout rules, because, I mean, they just now changed this morning, you know, today.
That's crazy. What is the new rules, Vic?
It's 15. It's five fish instead of six fish. Per person, and it's 15 to 19 inches instead of 15 to 20, but only one fish over 19 inches per vessel, not per person anymore.
Yep,
it's per boat.
So be the first one. Get your 19. Be the first one on the boat.
Yeah,
and you'll be all right.
Then whoever's fishing with you say yours has got to go back. But yeah, that's the big change. It wasn't a big change down to five per person, of course, because it was six per person to start with. But the 15 to 19 with only one over 19 per vessel is the big change. You know,
that's going to save our breeders, though.
Yeah. Yep. So
that's a terrible change.
It's, like you said,
it's not that big of a.
You know, for the people that want to, you still got a chance to get a trophy fish. I mean, if that's what you want, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that part's okay. But, you know, we have to understand everybody, you know, raises cane about, you know, the fish limits and stuff. And I understand, you know, I've had people text me and, you know, email me and stuff about, you know, tournaments are bad for fish and all this stuff.
Talk about Rob.
You know, and different things. You know, having.
Hold on. I don't know who that is.
You know, having the limits like that, like the sheephead, you know, the sheephead went from 15 per person to 8 per person. I mean, I think that was a good call, you know.
There's plenty of fish for a family on 8 fish, or 8 sheephead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
These people that post, you know, the whole boat built. The bottom of the boat filled with fish or all up and down the dock. I'm just like, guys, come on. This is why we can't have nice things around here. This is why the rules get changed because, you know, there's no need. Some fish just don't freeze well. If you can't eat that fish before you put it in the freezer or share it with your neighbor, you don't need to put it on the boat.
Well, and so anyway, having the entry for your El Cheapo, you know, tell everybody how much it is and when does it go up, and also for the kayaks, because you got a kayak tournament too, you know, kayak division. So
correct.
Talk about the tournament.
We're treating the kayak. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
We're treating the kayaks as a tournament in itself this year. So it's the El Cheapo Kayak Tournament, and you can enter that for $50 until February 22nd, then it goes up to $70. And the El Cheapo is $100 until February 22nd, and then it goes up to $120. And you can register online at elcheapojax.com. That online registration is open now. And it really, if you know you're going to fish, it really helps everybody out to get registered online. It's good for accuracy. It's good for data entry, all that good stuff.
So that
can't wait for that tournament. That's going to be fun to watch the weights.
Man, it is fun. And we're going to have a band out there fire up toward the end of the weigh-in, play for a couple hours for us.
The only way I'm fishing it this year is if Vic says, hey, we haven't sheephead fished yet.
All you need to do is stand next to Jessica and you'll be good.
Girlfriend's got it dialed in. She's done for somebody who's never caught a sheephead until just a couple of years ago. 3 years ago now, I think, when she won first place lady angler. And then I think it was third place lady angler the year after that. But she's done better than me over the last how many years. I mean, that one year Mike and I and Billy got in fourth place. Then we've, gotten in like 16th place, and then it's gone downhill from there.
Your day is coming, Captain Vic, at that battle. I know
she always does well though, doesn't she?
I've seen you do it.
Yeah. I mean, I sit there and watch her and coach her and of course when we're sheephead fishing like that, we're usually using crab and deep water. It's a total different bite, than the fiddlers on the rocks,
That's what I did last year.
Is it?
If it went for the home run fish and sat there and watched people catch small fish all around me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was using crab and fishing deep. And, I asked the guys with blue crab. I said, flat out, do you want to try to win it or do you just want to fish it? And they're like, no, we want to go for the win.
Mm-hmm.
And,
That's what we would do. We would just sit in a spot and try to get that big one. That's what you want.
Yeah. Well, there's also bycatches deep.
How far up the river do you think those fish go?
How far up the river?
Here's why I ask, because I have a lot of people say, the jetties are going to be too crowded. There's not room for all the fish. I know for a fact there's 10-pound fish up by Trout River Fish Company on some of those docks.
We've caught them.
Yeah, they can be. There's so much river for people to fish.
I've caught big ones all the way at the Buckman.
I was going to say, I had a friend of mine used to use, where they have the sailboats over there at, by NAS. He fished right outside the marker where the sailboats are at there.
The shell bar.
And he said there's a shell bar out there where he used to catch them all the time out there.
Yeah, yep. Hubs and I got a six off of a dock right near Bowles, but it was shell bottom. You have to make sure it's got shell bottom.
Well, where we fish for the drum at the mouth of Trout River.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've caught them to 12 pounds there, Well, I say my customers have.
Speak to someone who says there's nowhere in the river for me to park my 25 or 30 foot boat.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of places. Like, they're all...
That's, okay.
Especially if you have spot lock.
They're all around the They're all around the commercial docks downtown. They're around. They're on the rock ledges there at Dane's Point Bridge. It's just that you got to do your homework and find out where they're at. And those big ones are on the bottom now. They're up and down the river. But
awesome.
Mike and I we never even went to the jetties. I have a customer of mine that lives up Trout River past I-95. During this time of the year, he'll catch, 12, 13 pounders up there off his dock.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Now, he don't catch a bunch, but there again, like we would do. We would sit in one spot and wait for that big one, is what we'd try to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you all. I appreciate it.
All right, Trina, thanks for the call. And, don't forget, sign up for it. ElChipoJacks.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And, March the 7th, when I said a week away, I was mistaken. This old brain sometimes gets a brain fart, but anyway. It's March the 7th. Captain's meeting is on March the 6th. Thank you, Trina.
Thank you.